Just let your wife fucking peg you, we'd leave you alone. But no, you're, you know, can't handle that. It's just a rubber. It's like a hard plastic.
My ass ain't ready yet.
Has it even been tested?
Nope.
Are you ready?
No. That's why it's not ready yet. It hasn't even tested
They go super vanilla in the bedroom.
I can imagine just missionary through the PJ holes.
Pitch black. Slow only, missionary.
Yep.
Just an absolute.
Sheets on.
He never does like the arm hold up.
He just lays down and sort of flops like a fish.
He goes full body weight and just like squishes his ass cheeks together real tight, like Hank Hill's ass.
So you're not actually thrusting. You're just it's all ass cheeks.
Just more of a, like he's standing up and just going.
Yes.
Gross. If I fuck, you guys got to slap me right in the mouth.
Videotape yourself so we'd find out. Or invite us.
Yeah.
Me
and Ben will sit in the corner. We won't say a word. We'll have popcorn. We'll be like. Whispering to each other.
Oh no, dude! I'm
trying to fuck with you guys.
Sure.
That's a nice stroke.
I am for sure jerking.
Can we like commentate? Like, can we be your sports announcers for your
and
sex?
And coming out of the closet.
You see what he did there? Let's rewind that real quick. You see from the insertion of the head right here, you went an upward and just absolute beautiful technique. Let's see if it works out for him.
God, that should be an actual sport. We gotta change the porn game, boys.
Okay, get Rachel up here. We're going to ask her.
Nice, babe.
Rachel.
We're going to need you in the podcast room, please.
I was being serious, but okay.
Seconds. Oh, whatever.
Called her.
Just let her come in so we could ask her. Would you, you have to ask her though. Would you let Ben and Barry
watch us
commentate on sex?
Probably be a hard no, but maybe it wouldn't be. You never know.
There's only one way to find out.
She's a leather mommy. She's a leather mommy now, so she's just full authority.
Yeah, you're welcome for that, by the way.
She loves it. She fucking loves it.
I know. I saw the post on Instagram. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Now we have a chocolate mommy and a leather mommy.
We do.
Well, I got names for almost everybody.
And only one daddy.
And one daddy.
Your boss daddy. He's tree daddy.
Oh, sure. I don't know if I like boss daddy. I don't really like when people say boss.
Why are you spitting so much?
Yeah, fucking ate so many coffee grounds.
This is your own house.
I have coffee grounds in my mouth.
Now they're on the floor and the wall.
I'll vacuum.
You're like a kid throwing boogers everywhere.
Well, could have been boogers.
By the way, welcome back. This is probably all going to stay in it. So
yeah, welcome back. We're back.
Welcome to season 2, episode 1 of the chapter 2 of the podcast Reunited.
Season 2, episode 53. Just to really fuck everybody's day up.
People are like, where the fuck's the rest of the episode?
It starts at 53.
Dude, that's just... Not episode 153. Could you be on that? Imagine being on Netflix and being like, okay, season 2, episode 50. What the...
What did I fucking miss?
Like, where's the rest? And just you're Googling for like a good 30 minutes.
Yeah, you're going back on your episodes for like 5 straight minutes. Like, nope, saw that. What did we miss?
What was it? There was a show, I think it was like when Yu-Gi-Oh! Or something came to Netflix. Mm-hmm. And instead of having like 100 episodes or like all of it in one season, they split it up like this. They changed it recently after a while, but it was just like what you said, it'd be like season 1, 20 episodes, season 2, 26 through 50, season 3, mm-hmm. that through that. And it's like, there's no actual break.
Nobody told me Yu-Gi-Oh! Was on fucking Netflix.
It was for a little bit. I watched it. Duelist Kingdom. What up? I could be lying. It could have been Hulu.
I really fucked up my day. Everything was going great until that.
Just get Funimation and watch all of it. Brought to you by Not Funimation. Sponsor us, please. But yeah, we're back.
We're back. We're fucking back.
It's been a while.
We're fucking and we're back.
Three would agree. It's been a while.
Yeah, we did tell you. We kind of lied a little bit on accident.
I mean, we didn't say when we're coming back. We said we're taking a break.
For like, well, not long. Well, I think I said it. Sorry, I mentioned my eye.
First and foremost, trust Dalton Vance.
I might have lied.
He will lie to the audience.
I think I lied. And if I did, I apologize wholeheartedly. But we're back now. So
it's been about 50 years and a lot has changed. I'm obviously a lot taller. So
cannot confirm.
Obviously.
Ben wears chains now. A lot of gold.
Big chain dog, you know what I mean?
Yep, big chain daddy.
Stay flashy.
They call him Choke Chain for his pit bull mane. 303 reference, sponsor us. Dalton's a big anime guy, became a complete weeb, as you can tell.
Complete weeb.
DBZ sponsor us.
Yep.
DBZ please. Sponsor us, please.
Dude, could you imagine?
Dude, I would shit my pants.
You already did before the podcast started, so mission accomplished. He had a fart that was a symphony. Literally, he had like every note known to man. Started falsetto, went down the soprano. I don't know if that's how it works, but that's what I said.
We sounds just right. Need a conductor.
I want to see you. Dumb fucking full eagle spread. You got
instead of being in a suit, I'm in like a railroad conductor's outfit, just shirtless, right, quite a bit overweight with the fucking striped jail hat.
Stay tuned for our new show, Conducting a Fart.
Oh, that'd be epic. I have to work on my fart training.
You would shit yourself. So there'd be so many takes of you just switching pants.
There would be a lot of panty changes.
Big panty guy.
Big panty guy.
Granny panty guy.
Granny panty. Whitey tighties all day, baby.
Do we care to tell them why we left? Or just...
I mean,
we left because Dalton lied to
not
you.
Necessarily why we left, but the reason it took so long.
I mean, I guess we probably owe it to him a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I've had a lot of people go, hey, what the fuck is going on with the podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have as well.
And I go, oh, yeah.
Pretty much life took a shit on us. We got, I went from working nothing to I can't stop working and my body's falling apart because of it. Mm-hmm. I'm still going to die at 35. And then became a blunkle, which if you don't know what that is, my blood uncle now, my brother popped out a little one. So I'm at a full like blown.
Okay.
Don't talk about my nephew and Blumpkin in the same sentence. You sick son of a bitch.
Uncle Blumpkin.
Uncle Blumpkin.
I mean, that'd be wild to get one.
I don't think I can. No,
I can do
that.
It. I can fucking.
I can do it. I feel bad for the lady. I feel horrible.
I couldn't do it, dude.
I'd use poopery. That'd make it nice.
I mean,
there's no smell.
It'd make it better.
It would make it better.
I'm telling you right now, you got stinky shits and your significant other hates it. Poopery. It is great. You spray it in the bowl before you shit.
Or you can do it like me and spray after.
No, you spray it in the water beforehand. Smells great. And there's no smell. It's beautiful.
Dude, maybe you're just different. You don't like the smell of yourself.
But yeah, I mean,
stank.
Back to story time.
Letterbuckberry. Keep going.
A lot of work, a lot of construction going on around the house as well. Got some trees down. Speaking of trees, just a story about that pointed that way coming real soon. Just you wait. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to be determined.
New driveway. Got myself a zero turn fucking John Deere.
Fucking
shed. Living that high life. And really not though.
You got new
at all.
You got a new house slut?
Oh yeah, I got a floor whore.
The floor
a floor whore. It's named
not a four whore.
It's a floor whore.
Floor. Yeah, there's an L.
Yeah, excuse me while I have a disability called a lisp floor. All right. If you're gonna keep making fun
you're
of it,
to call me ableist?
I'm gonna be so upset.
I'm sure you will.
No, I won't.
Triggered.
But yeah, no, I got a little Roomba named him Luigi. He's got to earn his rent and he likes to fuck my fridge.
He's a pimp.
But and I'm not kidding. He'll sit there and go back and forth into my fridge like it's a goddamn fucking brothel. I'm sorry, the Barato brothel is for me only, not for my floor whore.
Sure.
The Barato
brothel.
Yeah,
it's fun times. That's why my Wi-Fi's name Cougars apply within.
Buddy.
So it's a whole setup. Trust me, works 0% of the time.
Yeah, right.
But yeah, I mean, I'll keep that short. You know, that's why I was gone. Still busy. Just got off work today. Going back tomorrow. It's the weekend. Wild times.
Wild
tea, baby.
Yeah, got my trees taken down by boom. This kid's company.
Yeah. It was before I worked. It was pre me there. It was pre Pocket Boy.
It kind of got you in there.
Kind of got me in there.
It was like that little push of like, well, I'm in Barry's backyard and I'm having a good time. Let's fucking cut some trees. And then you fucked yourself up the first couple days.
To be fair, I was the first one to ever cut trees down in his backyard. So suck my asshole.
That's true.
Yeah, you're right.
That's true. Where the fuck were you then?
I don't know.
Yeah. Wow.
Depressed?
He lied to you. He lied to me.
Who will he lie to next?
Probably you.
Find out next week. God, I'm such a piece of shit.
Is that what we're doing now?
When did I become such a liar?
we're gonna treat our podcast like an anime thing. Find out next week when the fight of the century happens. Dalton cuts down a tree. The tree fights back. Oh my God, Planet Namek.
Planet Namek. Jesus.
There's a lot for me to handle.
I had two Red Bulls today. I'm so sorry. Tell me to shut up sometimes. It's okay.
Two right, bowls.
Okay, bye.
All right, shut the fuck up. I don't even remember like what month we took a break. Was it like May or something?
It was around our 1 year. So I would say around March, actually.
Like, I don't even remember.
No way.
Yeah.
I think
it was like not been 5 months.
It's been,
I want to say March or April. It's got to be around there because it was during COVID and I was not working. I went back to work end of May and we were not off the podcast.
Audience, if you want to tune in right now live, first of all, if you know the answer to when we last left off.
Trivia question.
May 31st.
Wow. So I started with an M. I'm not that wrong.
Was the last episode.
M-A, I mean, at March, May, damn. April, June.
So I don't remember what was going on. I think we had Stella at the time. We were babysitting puppies.
Yep.
So we had Arlo and Stella for Stella for 3 weeks. So that was chaos.
Also known as Starlo.
A Starlo. Oh, it's like the fucking fusion.
Yeah, I like Voltron.
I like that
but
shit.
But less robots.
Yeah, so we had that. I was doing the drywall shit. I still technically have my drywall shit, but I'm way too much of a social butterfly and working by myself consistently every single day made me want to put a gun in my mouth. So that's one thing, too.
Things got deep.
It was terrible. It was terrible. And like, because I mean, Barry, it's like, what do you know? I've had people go, what if you know, you can always hire on guys? And I was like, nah. Because then going into it, I was like, I don't know if this is what I want to do. Like, keep doing. So anyway, there was that. I took some time. Depression. Was battling some depression. I mean, I could still am. So I'm open with that mental illness. So there's that, which is fun.
He's ill with
But anyway, yeah, to get in the tree stuff.
Down with
the sickness. Down with the sickness, baby. What Barry was saying.
Yeah,
I ended up... The people I work with now, the tree company, they actually reached out to me to do a bid for drywall work. And that was kind of like a blessing in disguise. And then because Caleb, the owner of it, shout out to Caleb Fink.
You got to pay for that advertising, that. You son of a bitch.
Sponsor us. On Point Solutions LLC. Yeah, went over there for a bid. And he kind of like half joked, half was serious about me. Hey, come do trees. And I was like, I'm already fucking miserable. I was like, dude, that sounds fucking fun. Don't fucking play around because I'm in. And then, yeah, me and Brado, I think, went to the range and you were getting tree work done by them or
golf range, company, by the way. We don't shoot guns. We're not cool
golf range.
Enough.
Golf range. Shh. And then again, half joke around, half serious. And I was like, dude, I'm fucking serious. And then I think that next week is when I started.
Yep.
And yeah, it's been like a month now. So I've been in the tree game, which we'll say this is probably the best job I've ever had. It's like the most amount of fun I've ever had. I'm enjoying it. Love the guys I work with. So that's a big mental boost. So That's a good positive thing. But other than that, yeah, just working a ton. We were all busy as fuck.
Still.
still busy as fuck. Hasn't really slowed down. But then we were like, ooh, we've been gone a little long. But yeah.
We probably did a month's worth of every week. Be like, yeah, we should probably get back to that.
Get back to it.
And then some shit would happen. And it's like, fuck.
But the good part is because of that, we had a lot of brainstorming time and there is potential for a lot of different things coming. Nothing set in stone yet, but we've been really trying to figure out where our place is in this podcast world.
Yeah, trying to fine tune and all that shit.
I can promise you one thing. This season is 300% sexier.
300%, baby.
I mean, have you seen these faces? Nothing much has changed, but we have confidence of like a little bit higher and dicks out.
Dicks out. What about you, Daddy? What was rolling on in the papa life?
You know what hasn't been going on?
True.
I literally started in May, the beginning of May. I started at that new job.
Yep.
And we started a project, and I got thrown into a project as soon as it turned upside down. And so I've literally been there every single fucking day. And when I started, I was supposed to be bouncing around projects, managing stuff. I have not been able to do my actual job. Well, I mean, I'm doing my job, but not what it was intended of me.
Like on paper.
Yeah. So I've just basically been at this one building for, I don't know, since May till now, five and a half months.
Fucking hell.
And, dude, it's been brutal. I want to say it's been rewarding, but it hasn't been that rewarding. It's been very stressful, but it's coming together. We're almost done. We'll get there. And then I can forget about it.
Forever.
Yeah. It's funny though, because I did tell, dude, that place is so cursed. Like, it's just a running joke there that like talk to the building owner and like everybody else. And it's just like, dude, this place is so fucking cursed. Like,
tell the joke, the walk.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Tell the joke to walk.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a running joke. fuck me dry.
I didn't want to say it because I knew someone was going
to
get
so
it.
I was so confused.
Fuck me to tears. Yeah, I was way confused. All right,
so anyways. your nice. Jokes suck.
Did you miss me?
No.
Oh, man.
Nope. So, yeah, it's just fucking cursed or whatever. And I told my boss, because we have a showroom that's going in there. Dude, you could have a $5,000 check with my name on it. As soon as I'm out of here, I'm never coming back. Like, ever. I don't give a fuck.
No.
I'm just not coming.
5K?
No.
10.
Maybe.
Okay. We're talking.
And
now.
I need to see at least one boob.
Can it be my boob?
No.
What the fuck?
No.
They're not good enough?
No. Absolutely not. Your nipples are too small.
Are they good enough?
Your nipples are too small.
Your nipples are far too small for me.
Look at those.
Delicious. Look at those areolas. YouTube
demonetized.
Yeah, so been doing that job, and that job's been fucking awesome. And by awesome, I mean sucks.
similar words.
That project. And we got a new puppy, a little golden retriever.
Yeah, dude.
And holy fuck, I'll never buy a puppy again. That shit sucks, dude. what else, dude? I fucking ripped the ceiling down in my mudroom and completely redid that.
Dude, that was a fun time chasing cables.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rewired that thing, which I probably it's good.
Yeah, she good.
It's up to code.
Yeah.
If you're watching this and you're an inspector, up to code.
Way up to code.
100% up to code.
If you're not an inspector, inspectors just
close. Here's how you know it's up to code. I pulled out knob and tube, replaced it with Romex. That's all you need to know.
And then I replaced his Romex with knob and tube.
Oh.
Cannot confirm. what else? I think that's basically been it, but that
I mean, you got trees down, you know, yeah. Same old, same old.
Got trees down, just a lot of work on the house, and then
oh yeah, we cut some of your trees down. That was awesome.
Then battling depression. Well, yeah.
That's my secret, Captain. I'm always sad.
God, but the last time we fucking stopped, when we stopped, Arlo was like just a pup. He's fucking 6 months now.
Six months.
Yeah, the size of me.
And
which is still pretty small.
Almost as big as Howard was full grown, and he's not even full grown yet.
No, he's
he's getting there.
Gonna be fucking huge.
Yeah, and so is Odin.
Odin's gonna be a big boy too.
Our puppy's name is Odin, by the way.
Cute
little golden retriever.
We got some dope names going on. I was gonna name my dog Casserole, so you know I feel like an idiot. Nah, it'd be if I ever get a dog, if you steal my name, I'll fucking kill you.
Dang.
It's gonna be Spudnik, Spuds McKenzie. Sir Spudnik the Third, you know, just lots of nicknames. I'm planned, but I can't be trusted to have an animal. So
I feel like you pick Spudnik because your own name is in it.
No, I picked it because of Spuds McKenzie, because of Slurms McKenzie from Futurama. Then I found out Slurms McKenzie is actually a play on words for the name Spuds McKenzie, which was a dog for, I believe, either Target or Bud Light or Budweiser. I didn't realize that. Had no idea.
Hey, you would have fooled me.
Full fucking circle. I don't give a shit stealing the name. Copyright fucking sue me. I don't give a shit.
So you're telling me you can steal aggressive. The name, but nobody else can steal the name?
Oh, exactly.
Kind of a double standard there. What do you have against these people?
Welcome to Barry's life. I am the double standard. I'm the most confident, self-conscious man you'll ever meet.
You're definitely not single standard. We'll tell you that.
I am single, ladies.
Come out.
Literally.
Come out.
Come out.
Yeah, so...
just a bunch of fuckery.
That's the reason we've been gone. And, you know, to you guys, maybe it's not a good enough reason. But to us, it's also not a good enough reason. And we're here for you.
That's why we like each other, your audience, because you agree with us.
Mm-hmm.
You hate us. We hate us. We all just are a good time.
I mean, yeah.
Self-deprecating humor.
Pretty much.
It's what we specialize.
So if you're battling depression, hey, we're right there with
call
you.
Call 1-800.
I think depression should just be literally renamed to adulting.
Yeah.
Because that's when it all starts. Well, for most, some people it's earlier, but I mean, that's when all the pain really comes in.
Yeah. And it's just simply because you have way too much shit to do and not enough time in a day.
Right.
And the more you stroll away from the innocence of your child adolescence, you realize how fucked the world is.
If I said that sentence, it'd just be mush because all the endings of those. Is what my lisp hates the most.
I had to really dial my brain in on that one.
I'm surprised.
Thank you.
I'm surprised it didn't deteriorate.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Let's go, baby. Let's go.
Come on.
See, a lot's changed. It's been 50 years.
You've been working on my speech. Yeah.
Thank you. Jinx, you owe me a kiss. Nice.
Bet you won't.
Dude, jeez, Christ, man.
I knew it. These kids right here, they're not going to kiss each other because, I don't know, they have a thing against kissing each other.
First of all, you just called me a kid.
Well, I mean, you're younger than
we
you
do. We don't want to cheat on our girl, our wife and girlfriends.
Is it cheating if it's within the family?
Depends who you ask.
Down south,
the entire state of the entire state of Arkansas,
Alabama.
Might agree.
If you're from Alabama, sorry, but it is true.
I mean, sorry.
I mean, we're not pointing fingers.
Shit, sorry.
Well,
yeah, man, we're all just kissing each other now.
I mean, obviously not.
Well, you know what?
Dalton invited me and Barry to commentate his next sexual routine.
Yeah, we just got to get the wife on board, and there's going to be some new content coming out. Check out our OnlyFans page.
Competent porn.
Yeah, dude.
Competent fans.
Yeah.
That's our OnlyFans name. So, don't actually look that up, and if you take it, I swear to God, I'll fucking find you.
You'll fucking kill you, dude.
He has been working on his cybersecurity, so he'll literally find you.
And sex. Cyber sex.
Cut your kneecaps straight off.
I don't even need kneecaps. Okay? I don't go for those. I go for your ankles, your shins, in that order.
He's basically a chihuahua.
Pretty much. Just a little biter.
That was fucking good. I hate chihuahuas, dude. God, those are gross
I
dogs.
I love them when they're not little shits.
The only good one was the Taco Bell dog.
False. That was one of the worst ones.
He was a gangster, dude.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
He didn't even actually speak. He's a liar, too.
Yeah, well, you know, Steve from Blue's Clues.
Dude, I don't care what you too. Say. Oh. Y'all are excited about that and love that. I am not going to let a toxic person that left my life and thinks he could just stroll the fuck back in thinking, hey, listen. I've been gone for 15 to 20 fucking years. Hey, by the way, I'm proud of you. He's like a fucking father that went to go get to the gas station and get milk and never came back and shows up and goes, hey, you did a good job.
He could have
like,
never came back.
To raise me.
He could have just never came back. He gave me closure I didn't realize I needed.
He didn't give me any closure. No. He should have just stayed dead or whatever the fuck he was doing.
Exactly. Dead. He's like, hey, I'm going to help raise you every day. You go home, get real excited. Like, let's go get some clues. I love Blue. And he goes, oh, by the way, here's my brother, cousin, and just goes, peace the fuck out. I'm going to go chase my dreams and ignore the shit of all of you. And he comes back and goes, I'm proud of you for everything you've done and how far you came. Yeah, without you, you fucking...
I needed it, man. That was a big moment for me that day.
Did you cry?
I did. I've damn near. I was real close.
Nah.
That shit hit me right
in
the heart.
I'm not going to let that toxic man back into my life. He's got to give me a check for, I mean, he's got to really prove himself.
Give me a check. Y'all, I think that was a real good, that was a good move on his part, I think.
I'm pretty sure, and this was on the internet and I didn't deep dive into it, but they're saying that, the Nickelodeon people like kind of pushed him to do that because an article came out that he had died. And like he didn't fucking die.
And then one that he went crazy.
Yeah.
Because of Blue's Clues. Either way, it's all just an elaborate scheme to leave our lives and do whatever the fuck he wants and fuck whoever he wants and not come back and help us. And look at us now. We're all fucking depressed, middle-aged people. Mm-hmm. And you know why? Because Steve wasn't there. To take us to the fair, to change our underwear. All right. He wasn't there and he should be ashamed for being gone. And there's a reason why I'm looking at you because you won't accept this. All right. You're welcoming him back in. He's going to hurt you again. You think you're going to hear from him again? He's going to be gone forever.
He gave me closure. I'm set, man. If he left again, I just hope he gave me just a nice little goodbye this time.
20 more years and said, hey, you're doing great there, kiddo. And I'm going to be like, you're still a piece of shit.
I needed it, man. He gave me the closure I needed.
Is to be honest with you, I didn't Steve? Even.
Is that why?
I didn't even remember that he left. You know what I mean?
Oh, I remember. See, I remember it switching.
I remember it switching and going, oh man, this new guy sucks. All right, bye.
Pretty much what Steve did was he sliced my arm back in the day and it finally healed up. I was proud of the scar. I wasn't embarrassed by it no more and didn't look at it and cry. And then he came back in and goes, hey, is that a wound? Slice, slice, slice. Reopen it.
But this time he put a Band-Aid on it and he kissed the boo-boo.
I think he...
That's what he did for me.
He kissed the boo-boo?
He bandaged me back up, gave me a little kiss on the boo-boo. And
wow.
Like a real father.
A Band-Aid only helps a little bit. You can only put a Band-Aid for so long before it reopens up again.
He put Neosporin on it. Dude, he cleaned it beforehand. Dude.
You need full-on stitches, bro. And he's putting a Band-Aid and Neosporin? Oh, you're going to bleed out.
He sutured me up. Then put the Band-Aid
on. He went full field medic on that
He went
ass.
Full field medic. I needed a revive, and he was right there.
All right, we're going to take a competent vote here. Steve from Blue's Clues, dick bag move coming back. Raise your hand.
God damn. All right.
Steve from Blue's Clues coming back. The greatest thing ever and needed the closure. get that hand back down, you lying son of a bitch.
Like, it just keeps it up.
Ben didn't know how the voting worked.
What? Where am I?
How'd I get here? Bright
here. I know you guys missed us. I'm so glad we're back.
God, is that you?
God? I hope they missed us.
Well, obviously, they contacted us about it.
Well, for the first time in my life, the one time I got contacted, it wasn't about my warranty. So, dude, super sick. I'm all about it. That's where I needed to be. That's the closure I needed. Is people asking me when we were going to be absolute stupid again.
If Steve would have came back and said that my car's extended warranty is expired, would have loved him forever.
Dude.
Then I know he cares.
Could you imagine?
Because he's all about the humor, and that's what makes me happy. Not about this bullshit lying spiel that he gave us. Where was even Blue? What happened to Paprika?
I don't think dogs are supposed to live that long.
20-some years?
Blue literally could teleport into pictures.
That's true. I think he was an alien. Blue. I'm kind of starting to not even like Blue at this point, dude. I got a lot of fucking questions.
You're my boy, Blue. We could have used some more closure on Blue, because...
And no, I don't care about Paprika was a baby.
Yo, what did happen to Paprika?
I think what happened to Blue is that when he jumped in the farm photo, he just got ran over by a tractor. And that was, you know the way farms do it.
I saw something online. Let her lie. And right away, the person goes, I've been to college, Steve. You can bring dogs to college, Steve. And I agree.
Never been to a real college, so I can't confirm.
I have, so you have to take my word on it. Suck it. I'm probably right.
Because I don't think a community college really.
Probably right.
Yeah, probably right.
I also have a PhD still, so.
Yeah.
Which nowadays doesn't amount to much because of what we've heard about what happened to our high school.
God damn.
What the fuck happened to your high
school? People threatening people with tasers, suspensions every other day.
Some kid wanted to shoot up the school, apparently.
Dude,
it's
getting dicey.
I'm telling you, parents need to start beating the shit out of the kids a little bit. Like, we got our asses whooped.
We should start tasering our kids.
Here first, folks. Dalton's for child abuse.
Not really. I mean, give him a stern little fucking smack upside the head. Like, quit being a fucking idiot.
Right in the back of the neck.
Just a little.
Just sever the spinal cord.
My dad used to just be like, hey, buddy, you need rub my neck. And then, and I'm like, fuck, dude, what are you doing? I love you. Fuck you, dude.
Damn, fucking hit me so hard.
I didn't think that was going to be so loud.
Damn, you fucking whacked yourself pretty good there.
Love the pain. But, I mean, fuck Steve.
Come on. I think a lot of people are going to be upset by that. I think you just upset a lot of our fans.
That's fine. That's what I'm here for.
Well,
I'm here to tell the truth. Even if it hurts. I'm not going to sugarcoat and lie to you. I'm going to tell you the truth. Dalton, you're a sexy son of a bitch. You don't need Steve.
It's tough love.
You got married without Steve.
He also told me I looked good, so that was really nice.
Did he? Or did he tell everyone that he did not raise anymore? He had children across the U.S., if not even overseas. And he bailed on all of them. Every last
those are really sometime important pack of cigarettes.
Some people complain about absentee ballots and not voting. I'm complaining about absentee then all the father.
Us little birdies need to learn how to fly on our own.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of worked.
So if I have a kid and just, you know, disappear for about 20 years, you're going to tell me that I'm a good person when I come back and say, hey, you did great raising yourself.
Depends on the kid we had, I guess.
Yeah. Because there's some people.
Just take all the credit. Oh, you did really well.
That's what Steve did.
You better hope you have a kid like Dalton who just when you say, sorry, you look great. He's like, I fucking love you, Dad. Holy shit, you're back. Oh, spit just flew out, too. that's
0-100.
Yeah.
Boom.
Immediately.
Dude, I came shooting through the fucking ceiling.
Red.
Oh. But essentially, that's what you would need.
We just spent 20 minutes ragging on Steve from Blue's Clues, and I couldn't be happier.
Not me, dude.
Don't piss.
It's my boy, Steve. Thanks, Dad.
Welcome, dude.
World's been dark, man, and Steve was a nice little
world's been
little nightlight vampire. In the dark room. I needed that. I needed that. Just start breaking down.
Hard cut. It's over.
Wow, this guy's really crying. This guy's really been suffering.
Jesus.
He wasn't lying. Fuck. It's just
trying to think if we did anything cool while we were away and together, but we kind of haven't done anything.
I've been kind of on a hiatus of doing anything
outrageously productive.
Rachel's been doing a bunch of cool shit.
Yeah, Rachel, we need her in here. Next episode, Rachel's going to come in and explain what happened when we were gone, because she became the most badass leather mommy that ever existed.
She became her own business owner, so she's on her own in the hair business, killing it.
Yeah,
loving it.
She's like rich now. Like she makes more than all three of us combined.
Got fucking bought a motorcycle, sold a motorcycle. Bought a new motorcycle.
Before she sold the other one.
Leathered up mommy. Biker,
dude, assless chaps. Fucking,
come on.
What else?
She's doing cool shit.
Yeah, dude. She's like
still in the fucking doing
cricket projects and sewing shit.
Yeah, still the off-road shit. Yeah, she's way cool. And I'm just the...
You're the bottom bitch.
I don't know. I'm the bottom bitch now.
You know?
I mean, there is a pegging situation as well. I mean, you just got to fully get into it then.
Maybe this is just the road to the pegging. She's now just constantly being more authority and way cooler. And she's just
the only way you can ride on her bike is on the bitch seat. And she's going to fucking glue a dildo to it. So you have to ride plugged.
To ride on the bike, you must ride on her.
But you can't hold her by the stomach. You have to hold her by her dreads as handlebars.
Yes. Fucking holding the reins. God damn it. Did we really do much?
No, we didn't.
We went camping with the dogs. That was kind of cool.
Yeah,
but there's nothing to write home about.
No.
It wasn't worth it. It's like
minus my MTV Cribs interview, but that was pretty much
it. That was hilarious. But yeah. Like seeing people on Facebook, like, man, so many people are doing cool shit. I'm like,
yeah,
how?
But we got that
what
adult
the fuck
life.
Is the time?
Oh, you know what I did decide on, and everybody can roast me for this because it's an ugly vehicle. I'm gonna get a 2022 Hyundai Santa Cruz.
Selling me on one too.
Dude, and I think I might have sold them on it.
Yeah. Fucking get after
it. It's the truck for dudes who don't want a truck but need a truck.
It's that, or I'm gonna save up a bunch of money and get Elon Musk's new Cybertruck that looks like the Warthog from Halo. Nerds, you know.
And I mean, feel free to also roast him on that.
Feel free, roast.
Roast
away.
Me, baby. You can roast me on a lot of things. I mean, look at me. I got like some half titty, a belly, and no hair. Go for it.
Good set of half tits.
Roast me in the comments. I bet you won't, bitches.
Oh.
On top of that, roast me for my Steve. You know what? Just fucking bring it. I will take the community on.
Whoa.
Because I'm not a liar.
Whoa.
This guy's
the biggest lies he's ever told is that he's not a liar.
That's, yeah.
Who knows if that's a lie? Maybe everything's been the truth the entire time.
Well, you know, to make it sound better, we should just call them deception artists. You're not really a liar. Artist. You're just a deception artist.
I do like to fuck with people. I'm not going to lie.
Exactly.
Wow, that is good.
I've convinced people of things. I mean, I'm still trying to convince Dalton that he's in my coma simulation.
Don't like that. Still don't.
You want to know how you are? Because when's the last time you saw any of your neighbors bring their groceries in?
When's the last time you saw a baby pigeon?
When is the last time you felt alive?
Oh, all very good questions.
All valid.
When's the last time I felt general actual happiness?
When you stared.
Right now.
The last time you looked at my penis. Arguably, it's truthful.
Yeah, I can argue that.
The one. Cabin.
Yeah. That was fucking awesome.
See? You're part of you're a little NPC in my coma brain.
It's just an NPC. Waste that motherfucker. Yeah, nobody kill me and like think I'm an actual NPC and then I'm dead for real life. That suck.
I'm going to set it up where I'm going to pay three random strangers that I know are going to cross Dalton's path to walk past him. And as soon as they get right next to him, just turn to him and say, wake up.
No fucking.
And that's it. And just keep walking.
I don't like that. I'm just going to tell you, I don't like that.
That would be uncomfortable.
Because it's like, oh yeah, I'll fucking remember that when it happens, but I'm going to completely forget. Then it's going to happen. I'm going to fucking freak out.
That's what I bank on with you. That's how I mess with you is the fact that you forget so quickly.
I do.
I do too. I mean, Brie can literally have a conversation with me and I'll hear every word of it. And then she'll be like, were you even listening? What did I just say? And I go, I don't fucking know.
Just do the typical crazy, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
When you're not listening. That's crazy.
I just like, I'll listen and I'll hear it. But she always talks to me when we're watching TV and I watch TV and read subtitles at the same time.
Same.
I'm a psychopath.
I do the same thing.
And then I cannot watch TV, read, listen to the TV and also listen to you and remember everything that you're saying and then respond to you at the same time. Like that's five things and nope. I'm a man and I can do two at a time. That's my max limit, dude.
Yep.
Max.
See, fucking I'm kind of the same, but instead of five things, it's just anytime you're talking, I'm thinking about how you have sex.
Interesting.
That sounds like you. I have the issue where when somebody else is talking, I half-assedly listen because I'm trying to figure out what I need to say back to you.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I have
that completely
turned off. As soon as your mouth closes, mine's ready to go, and whatever comes out, good luck.
God damn. What a rogue way to have a conversation. Yeah,
everything I do is quick thinking. Every last thing. I mean, you witnessed it. Oh, yeah. Dalton got to meet my dad and got to see exactly why I am the way I am.
Papa Barato, the legend.
The back and forth between me and him, which literally there's no breathing. It's just one-liner, 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 one-liner.
Both ends so quick. Witty backs just immediately. Papa Barato can confirm a legend.
Mm-hmm. He is something else.
Yep.
You should take him on a tour of the Friends.
Oh, I guarantee you'd love to meet everybody. He thought Dalton was such a, like, he's like, oh, I bet you don't want to mess with that kid. I'm like, is that because he's got piercings and tattoos? And he goes, well, I mean, I'm like, Dad, he's the biggest teddy bear you'll ever fucking meet. He
thought I was a fucking hard motherfucker.
I started laughing. I'm like, you could piss him off beyond belief. It takes a lot to get him going.
That'll do. That'll do. Dude, I'm curious a big softie.
What he would think of me.
Probably think he'd just fucking.
Same thing.
Lay.
You'd think that, you know, don't mess with him. Great kid, don't mess with them.
Lays mean cock.
Dude, there was a apparently in my high school, people thought I was just like stealing shit, like a real bad kid.
Everyone thought I was fucking everybody.
When I wasn't at all. I heard about all these rumors and I was like, where was I for these?
Yeah.
I love that.
Nobody even vocalized them to me. Like, it was just like, I hung out with this one kid after we graduated. I was like, good kid. I like talked to him a lot. And, it's like, dude, do you remember when everybody thought you stole that mini bike? Like,
what?
How the fuck would I steal a mini bike from?
The fuck? Like, in high school?
Yeah. The answer is it wasn't a mini bike. It was a disabled kid's rascal.
Oh.
And Ben just fucking ran down the hallway and just Sparta kicked him into a wall.
Yeah. You know me, I've been known to pick on the disabled pretty heavy.
I mean, it happened this podcast, so full circle, baby. That's a long way joke.
You're different, though. You're a different type of disabled, so it's not frowned upon.
Yeah, it's not frowned upon to make fun
of. Not in this community.
Of disabled people, according to Ben. Write that down.
You heard it here first, folks. If you've got a best friend and...
If you want to fight them in the comments, go for it.
We're going to need you guys in the
comments.
If you guys
want to do literally anything in the comments, just please try it. It's so fun. It'll be so much fun. You can do it and there'll be no repercussions ever.
In the comments.
Not at all.
We will actually like it and then pin the comment so it's top and then you'll be the first comment all the time.
I might
every
do
time.
That. If I find the best comment that makes fun of Ben, I will pin it.
That'd be pretty hilarious.
I don't know if you can do that, but if you can, we will.
Oh, we don't have a TikTok.
Well, maybe you'll just forward it over to the Twitter and everywhere else you can do pins.
Maybe I'll put the best comment in the next video episode in the beginning.
Oh, could do that.
Maybe that's an incentive for you fucks to actually write something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because I know it's not that hard. Spelling's difficult without autocorrect. I get that. I mean, I am the worst.
Dude, spelling is difficult with autocorrect.
But like, bet you won't.
Man, we haven't done an episode for these guys in a long time. Barry's just fucking...
Dude, calling every
calling
single person
out. Damn.
Calling all 46
I'm like
people.
Vinegar. I called out Steve for being a piece of shit. I called out for Dalton for being a liar.
I don't know how we got here.
Complete suspect.
Yeah, you sus as shit. Ben's sus for kicking disabled kids off rascals.
Dude, straight up.
East St. Paul child kicker right here.
Oh. Daddy gonna steal your rascal.
Still that rascal.
And Sparta kick you straight through your shed.
I mean, one time I put on the movie Little Rascals, he kicked his own TV.
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, look what happened to Sloth's face. Ben.
Sloth from the Goonies?
Yeah.
From the Goonies.
Fucking rude, dude. I like that guy.
I like Sloth, too.
You like him now that you kicked him in the face.
Yeah, he looks better.
Let's tighten him up a little bit.
I like the one side of his face that's stroked out.
Oh, it's just gooped.
Snickers.
I love that just happened because welcome to the thumbnail.
Yeah.
Welcome to the thumbnail.
I don't even remember how he says it.
I don't have no idea. I haven't seen the movie in so long.
Guys. Ah, man.
He's so happy.
Great movie.
See, that's the thing. You can be happy, just don't care about anything.
It's like, I have to
step
be a Buddha.
Never
to
look
that
in
point.
The mirror.
No, mirrors are great. You talk to yourself all day long. Is it just me?
Just you.
I'm gonna have, well, I'm gonna I mean, have to I have full-blown conversations.
A Buddha. Because they can hit that level of like, just nothing me. Fucking matters and here, nothing I is can a bother. Help
you. You ready? You ready?
I'm going to become a Buddha. That's
ready?
It.
I'm going to teach you the first Buddhism. Step. Ready? I'm going to sit here.
Feel the enlightenment surge through your body.
I think he's getting hard.
Joke's on you. I was born hard.
Oh, wow. That would have been a... My mom that would have been hated a, me coming out. So yeah, that would have been a complicated birth.
It was. I had a sale.
Gross.
I drug out the placenta myself.
You've got the mask and... Just got a labia lip stuck to your wiener.
No.
I pulled
the fucking placenta with it.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
So I had a nice big sale coming out.
See, I was thinking like erection and then something kind of stuck to it, you know, because
my own knee
wouldn't work.
It came out like, yeah,
wouldn't work.
Are you
it's
sure?
Gotta be a flap of skin of sorts.
What, my knees don't have skin?
No.
That's a fucking lie.
Straight bone, dude. Your skin.
Knees aren't even bone.
Your skin stops right before the soft spot and then starts back up 2 inches above the actual kneecap. And then it's just your bare kneecap.
Hear me out. $1 million tax free, but okay. You have two dicks, both knees. That's the only place.
Do they hang off the front?
So when you're standing straight up,
yep.
Like straight leg. Sorry, I don't know why I put my legs down. They're straight up.
Okay.
If you bend them,
are they always hard?
They're hard when you're hard.
Oh, dude, I'm taking two dick knees.
Because then you could sit there and just be like, double penetration.
Well, the thing would be is like, the hard part would be, so if you're getting down with two ladies, and you'd have to keep your legs propped. But if they go too hard, you hyperextend.
You're fucking blowing a knee out.
It's a risk you got to take for the million.
So maybe doggy you'd have style, to you could just
knee. But if you're ever on like your knees...
You can't.
You're just kneeing on your dings, man.
Your balls are there too. It's not just dicks. Your balls are there.
How often are you on your knees?
Well,
I mean, literally every fucking day.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you are for your job.
I'm not.
I was quite a bit doing drywall.
Yeah.
Not so much now, but.
And Ben just does underneath people's desks.
I just lay down. Like if I gotta be, if I gotta get low, I'll just lay down.
Just lay down.
Screw some shit in and just let it drop into my eyes.
You know, we get in trouble for that.
Laying down at
or
work?
Sitting or anything because it looks like you're not working.
God,
so you have to find a way to be on your knees.
Oh.
Which I said, fuck that. And I laid down and was underneath a cabinet trying to tile in a base. Who puts base underneath the cabinet? There's a drain back there and they're like, it's base. Yeah. It was like my first year working.
Fucking geriatrics.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah. You know that hotel we stayed at for his bachelor party? That's where it's at, behind the bar.
Because you throw the base on there and then your cabinet's shimmed out fucking quarter inch.
So dumb.
And then
so
grouting behind there was fun.
Just so dumb.
Take notes, everybody. If you're going to do any home renovation, don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb.
Oh, don't
just text dumb. Barry's consulting service and he'll set you straight.
For a lovely fee, of
we'll
course.
Get that number up on the screen for you.
Right there. 100. Right here. Ready? The number is 1.
Dude, kind of disrespecting our fucking viewers. Dude. Right now. Kind of not about it, dude.
Hey, I mean, if everyone loves dude. Steve from Blue's Clues and loves the disrespect he did by coming back in, they're going to love mine. See, I'm all just right,
group vote
Steve.
On Barry's out for disrespecting. Raise your hand.
Wild card.
And we're out, dude.
And we're out.
God damn it. Kisses.
Toodles, bitch. Beautiful.